characteristic of the way you guys have played, especially down the stretch. Do you think that that was a matter of jitters, maybe a bit nerves for some of your guys who were playing for the first time? How did you see that first period?
Well, I thought the first period, I thought Tim came out real, real hard, and we looked a little bit tentative, a little bit unsure. But I thought we settled into the game, you know, particularly in the second period and started playing a little bit more of our game. I thought the second half of the game was a little bit more how we wanted to play.
Were you trying to get Taylor away from the point line just the way that they were matching up in that first period when you were double shifting him and moving him around a bit?
Yeah, you know, it's just in the game, you're just trying to find different things that go through. So.
Keith seemed to, you know, have a strong performance as well.
Yeah,
tonight.
I thought he played well.
Did you see anything in particular on those first two goals? Like what broke down?
Yeah, we just were a little bit too aggressive on the puck with the second support guy, and we didn't cover the slot quick enough. We just weren't. I think we were running to try to kill a play a little bit quicker than we needed to. So I think that's an easily adjustable thing. We talked about it in between the first and second, and didn't have an issue with it.
What do you think trying to tie for you guys up? Power play seemed to have a lot of impact.
Yeah, I thought it really was a combination of just. Getting to our game after that first period and just kind of going through, well, here's where the breakdowns were. But we needed to get ourselves a little bit more competitively into the game, a little bit firmer and stiffer on the puck. And we did that, and then we wanted to go on the power play. The power play gave us some momentum. And then from there, I thought we looked a little bit more like we need to play and the team that we need to be.
John, what are the challenges that point line brings for Tampa?
Well, they're very good players. They're fast, they're tenacious, they're strong on the puck, and they're real, you know, smart, heady, crafty players. So they play both sides of the puck really well, and that's what I think the combination of the three of them. Those are all real high end quality players, but I think the way that they compete and their hockey sense really helps them out.
You still feel good after that game? You still feel good about the team and where it's headed after the performance second half there?
This is part of it. So it's I think there's some things we can really get better from the game. We got a good day off tomorrow. We'll regroup and then we'll be a better team on Friday or Saturday.
What did you like of Sammy Vatanen's performance? This really seemed to be a good game for him and the type of game that you guys brought him here to perform as.
Sammy moves the puck really well. He can make plays under pressure, whether it's on the breakout or coming through the neutral zone. He's got a lot of poise when he's under pressure. He's an extreme competitor. I thought he was physical when he had the opportunity to. He defended real well, and that's the game that we need him to play, and that's why we have him. He had a strong performance tonight.
A lot of physicality.
Well, I didn't think there was too much of that going on in the game. I thought both teams competed pretty well. There wasn't a lot of stuff that was going after the whistle. And I think when you get in a series, sometimes those things are going to happen throughout it. But I thought, for the most part, it was a fine line.